From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Obama administration is soon to announce forced compensation cuts for the most highly paid executives at companies that have received the most taxpayer bailout funds. Elizabeth Warren, the chairman of the panel that oversees the $700 billion federal bailout fund, told the CBS Early Show that the decision reflects a new reality and public outrage over large executive bonus payments.
It says, guys, you have to understand, you can't party on like it's 2007.
The seven companies included are Bank of America, AIG, Citigroup, General Motors, GMAC, Chrysler, and Chrysler Financial. The White House is planning to cut bonus payments to executives at the companies by as much as 90% for 2009, resulting in total pay cuts of as much as half. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says North Korea's missiles and nuclear weapons are destabilizing Northeast Asia. He's promised to defend South Korea with conventional and nuclear technology. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
At a joint security meeting in Seoul, Gates reaffirmed what he called the U.S.'s unwavering commitment to the defense of South Korea using a full range of military capabilities. He said that would include a long-term U.S. military presence in South Korea and the deterrence provided by a U.S. nuclear umbrella. Gates' South Korean counterpart, Kim Tae-young, said that while there had been recent signs that Pyongyang was willing to negotiate on the nuclear issue, its nuclear and military policies remain unchanged. Gates also echoed remarks yesterday by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that the U.S. would never extend diplomatic recognition to Pyongyang or lift sanctions against it until it abandons its nuclear weapons. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Officials with Egypt Air say air marshals on board one of its flights prevented a hijacking yesterday. They say a Sudanese man threatened the crew with a knife before being overpowered. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Cairo.
The flight had taken off from Istanbul and was bound for Cairo when officials say the man grabbed a knife from an in-flight meal service tray and threatened flight attendants, saying he wanted the plane to land in Jerusalem. Air marshals restrained the man, and the flight landed at Cairo International Airport, where the would-be hijacker was arrested by state security men. In the wake of the 9/11 attacks, many airlines switched from metal to plastic utensils with their in-flight meals. Egypt Air currently uses both plastic and metal utensils. An Egypt Air official told NPR he wasn't sure which type of knife was used in this case. Cairo police officials told the Associated Press that the hijacker had told flight attendants that he wanted to liberate Jerusalem. The flight was carrying nearly 90 people, all of whom arrived safely in Egypt. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Two Pakistani soldiers died in Islamabad today when their vehicle came under attack by motorcycle gunmen. Police in Islamabad say an army brigadier and his driver were killed and a third person wounded. The Olympic flame is on its way to the Vancouver Olympics. A lighting ceremony in the ancient Olympic Stadium in Greece began a 113-day torch relay that ends at the opening ceremony of the 2010 Winter Games in Canada in February. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
The traditional ceremony in the original Olympic Stadium in ancient Olympia went off without the weather disruptions of the lighting events of the last three Winter Olympics. Backup flames were used then. And there were none of the protests that disrupted the torch relay ahead of the Beijing Summer Games last year. Instead, an actress in the role of a pagan priestess used a concave mirror to focus the rays of the sun on a silver torch. Runners will carry the flame through Greece before it is flown to Canada. 12,000 torchbearers will then take the flame to some of Canada's most remote places before arriving at the opening ceremony in Vancouver February 12th. Disruptions along the multinational route of the Beijing torch relay prompted Olympic officials to confine this relay to Greece and Canada. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
The Philadelphia Phillies will get to defend their title as World Series champs. They beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 10-4 last night, wrapping up the National League playoffs 4-1. The Phillies will face either the American League New York Yankees or the Los Angeles Angels in the series. The Yankees currently lead the Angels in their playoff, which continues tonight in Anaheim. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.